Mark 16, verses 12 through 14. After that, he appeared in another form, the two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. In the verses before us today, in Mark, we have a summarization of the events that took place in Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. In that text, Jesus appeared to two disciples as they walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus. One of these disciples was named Cleopas. The other was probably his wife. As they walked, Jesus came alongside and began to walk with them. He disguised his identity from them and joined in on their conversation. As they walked, they talked about the events of the previous 2 days, of the previous few days, I should say. They talked about the crucifixion of Christ. They talked about the fact that the tomb was empty and that some of the female followers of Jesus had claimed to have seen angels who told them that Jesus was alive. The Lord Jesus then opened the scripture. He opened the scriptures and preached to them about all the things that the Messiah would endure when he came. He opened the law and the prophets and expounded everything the scripture had to say about him. He opened up the scriptures to them. When the travelers arrived at their home, they invite their guests to join them. They sat down, have a meal together. They gave their guests the bread. He took it, he blessed it, and he broke it. And when he did, their eyes were opened, and they saw who their companion truly was. And then Jesus instantly vanishes out of their sight. We see in verse 30, Luke 24. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes was open, and they knew him. And he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scripture to us? He opened the scripture to them. This couple experiences Jesus Christ through the preaching of the word. This couple sees Christ as he truly is, as the Messiah. They get up from the table. They go back to Jerusalem. They had just made the 7-mile journey from the city. Now they go back again with the good news that indeed Jesus was risen from the dead. Of course, verse 13 tells us that the disciples did not believe them either. Mark 16, verse 13 tells us, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Christ opens their eyes through the preaching of the word. Their eyes are opened, and then they go and tell the disciples, and the disciples don't believe them. The Lord's ministry in the couple's life in our text was one of confirmation. Confirmation. They were talking about signs. They were talking about wonders. They were talking about hearsay testimony. But Jesus Christ took them back to the Word of God. Look at Luke 24, verses 25 through 27. He used the Word to confirm his mission. He used the word to open their eyes. He uses the word today to raise the dead, those that are dead spiritually. He uses the word. We're to use the word of God in our teaching, in our preaching, in our discipling, in our living day by day. Look at Luke 24, verses 25 to 27. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. In Moses, the law, in the prophets, he expounds to them. He explains to them in all the scriptures, talking about the whole Old Testament, the things concerning himself. The word of God is what is to be used today. It's not signs. It's not wonders. It's not hearsay testimony of other people. It is the word of God about Jesus Christ. The word of God is all about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says to them, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. There's such a neglect of the word of God today. The study of the word of God today. The preaching of the word of God today. We try so many other things, so many techniques, so many other things but the word of God. Signs, wonders, testimonies, everything but the word of God. Yet here in our text, here were people that had seen all of the things that had taken place, and yet Jesus is with them, and they didn't even know it. Jesus takes them to the word of God. Any of the people living in that day, they would have liked to see the miracles, just like these disciples that was on the road. Many today, they want signs, they want wonders, they want disciples. People want to see angels. They want to see the empty tomb. They want to see the stone rolled away. They want to see Christ walking and talking with them. But realize those disciples and you and I need none of those things to believe in Jesus Christ. None of those things. We need the word of God. We need the word of God. Those disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, they should have gone to the tomb that morning with the expectation that Jesus Christ was alive. They should have gone not looking for a dead body, but for a living Lord. They should have gone there rejoicing and not weeping. Why? Because Jesus had already told them exactly what would happen, just like he's already told us what will happen. He has told us he's coming back again. That's what the word means. He's coming back again to get his people. If we happen to die before that time, we shall see him face to face. We shall be like him. Why? Because the word tells us. It's the word. When Christ arose from the dead, he was simply doing what he had told them would be done. Matthew 16:21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. He told them. He had told them. He had spoken the word to them. But they did not believe, like many of us today, all the promises that the scripture says about you and I. And yet, we don't believe. We don't believe that we're new creatures. We don't believe that we're seated in heavenly places. We don't believe that we've been raised from the dead. We don't believe that we're no longer slaves to sin. We don't believe that we're saints. We don't believe these things, yet the scripture tells us. Matthew 17:22-23. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. He had told them, I'll be raised again on the third day. Why were they going to a tomb looking for a dead person? He said he would be rose again. He would be raised again. Matthew 20, verses 17 through 19. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and discourage and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. What a lesson this is for us today. Some of you may be waiting on a Damascus Road experience before you come to Jesus Christ, before you believe in Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, you're probably not going to get it. Or let me say, here is your Damascus Road experience. I'm doing the same thing that to you that Jesus Christ did to those disciples that day. I'm simply opening up the scripture to you. Christ opened up the scripture to them and had to depend on the Holy Spirit to apply that in the lives of the people. That's the Holy Spirit's ministry, to apply the word of God in the lives of the people. So here's your Damascus Road experience, wherever you would find yourself. Christ has told you in his word what you need to do. We need to heed his word today. We need to obey his voice today. Is he speaking to you today? Listen to him today. Come to him today. If you never come to him, here's what the scripture says. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. There's your Damascus Road experience. Christ will give you rest. Acts 16, 31. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your house. There's Christ opening up the word to you. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt believe with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has risen from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scriptures being opened up to you, will you believe today? John 8, 24, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am me, you shall die in your sins. No other way. Jesus Christ. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Is that true? Or is it not? Luke 13, 3. I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. The word of God. Hebrews 2, 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. That heard him. The disciples heard him. We have heard him today. And it is him that we proclaim. That is the word of the Lord. That is the will of the Lord. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to listen to the scriptures as they are opened up to you? Or will Christ say to you, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken? Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Jesus Christ has entered into his glory. He has been raised from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father, ruling and reigning over all things today. If you've never come to Christ, the word of God says to come unto him, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus Christ, will give you rest. If you are a child of God, the will of God for you is laid out in Romans 12, verses 1 and 10. 1 and 2, I'm sorry. Which says, I beseech you, brethren, by the tender mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How to renew your mind? By that same word of God that Christ opened up to the disciples. Read the word, pray over the word, ask the Lord to bless you, to open your mind, to open your understanding, and the things that you read, believe, and obey. For this is the will of God, that you would be able to prove what that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God is. May the Lord richly bless you.